the throw. He's being chased by Cedric Johnson. Now steps back to the left. Throws toward the back of the end zone. The pass is going to be deflected and incomplete.
It's
there
over.
There is no flag. Ole Miss
it's over.
Has won over LSU 55-49. Wow.
What a game. What a game.
And they're pouring onto the field.
Is a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network. It's time for the Believe in Ole Miss Podcast with your host, Brad Logan, your home for Ole Miss sports. To be a part of the show, email the show at brad.logan@loganmedianetwork.com or shoot him a DM on Twitter at @BradLoganCOTE. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. And now, from the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss, all the time. Here's your host, Brad Logan.
And welcome into the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a part of the Believe Network. And I want to tell you that today's show is also sponsored by our friends at FanDuel. FanDuel is your go-to spot to bet on all sports across all landscapes. Right now, obviously, college football is wide open. They've got the latest odds, the easiest way to bet on your favorite college football team. That's FanDuel.com, and be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now back to the show.
Hello, everyone. We welcome you in to the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. Very excited today that we're joined by Alyssa Lang. And quite newsworthy, Alyssa. We booked this a little while ago, but there's big news, and we'll get to that in just a moment. I know you know her. She's all over the SEC Network as a host, sideline reporter. She's all over ESPN. Of course, you also may hear some on Sirius XM College, and now you'll see her on the sideline alongside Mark Jones and Doris Burke, ESPN NBA. First of all, thank you very much for coming on, Alyssa, and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, Brad, and thank you for having me. It certainly is a fun new challenge with being able to tackle the NBA. I'm literally, as we're sitting here recording this, sitting in Vaught-Hemingway Stadium getting ready for the game on Saturday, and I will take a late-night flight from Memphis to Boston and call my first NBA game on Sunday night. So always busy, always entertaining, certainly in the world of sports.
Let's talk just a moment. I know you'll be on the sideline for the game Saturday between Washington State and Ole Miss. What are your overall thoughts about the Rebels kind of at the midway point of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I will be honest. This is a team that has really surprised me in the best way. I mean, they lost so much talent from a season ago, but that is starting to become the norm, obviously, in college football, whether it be to the NFL draft or via the transfer portal. I just kind of lumped Ole Miss into that category as some other teams that lost a lot of talent and said, how in the world do they replace those guys on that defense from a season ago? How in the world do you replace a guy like Jackson Dart? And we see what he's doing in the NFL right now. And lo and behold, Lane Kiffin has done it again, maybe in a different way, but you know, there's chatter around the SEC Network office and the conversations that we have about, is there a world where this Ole Miss team is better than last year's Ole Miss team in a lot of different ways? I think the fact solely that you can look at the quarterback room and have two guys that could start anywhere else, not just in the SEC, but across college football, is such a luxury to have in today's day and age. And truly, there's not a better story. Sports, life, whichever department you want to put it in, there's not a better story than what we're seeing with Trinidad Chambliss right now. There's really not. So I have bought stock fast and furious on this Ole Miss team as soon as the season started. And I think I'll probably continue to feel that way as the season continues.
You've had a chance to visit with Lane Kiffin a lot during your time at the SEC Network. Obviously, as you know, winningest coach at Ole Miss since Johnny Vaught, kind of a new day for Ole Miss football. You know, haven't had this type of success since the 1950s and 60s. What is it like covering Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, it's fun. You never know what you're going to get. Certainly in those Friday meetings, you never know, you know, what you're going to get on Twitter or whenever you're interviewing him on the air. I don't think there's better television than when Lane Kiffin and Paul Feinbaum get together, wherever they are in the country. It is always amazing. But I will say, as fun as he is and as entertaining as he is, all three of us, Matt Stinchcomb, Taylor Zarzer, and myself, my broadcast partners, same thing happened today. We walk out of the meetings with the staff and we go, man, we could talk to those guys forever. The things that we learn just about the game of football and what goes into the offensive mind of somebody like Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss Jr. when they put their heads together really is fascinating. And I value that so much just to be able to pick the brains of some of the best minds in the sport. And Lane Kiffin is certainly at the top of the list when it comes to those minds. So it's entertaining. But it's just as informative at the same time.
From your time at the network, what, in your opinion, just specifically at Ole Miss, that makes Lane Kiffin's team so successful?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the willingness to adapt to the changing college football world, right? We saw that back when Lane Kiffin joined Nick Saban's staff, and they said, we've got to change with what these offenses are going to look like. And Lane Kiffin obviously develops into this offensive guru that we know him to be today, but also the willingness to change and adapt in the NIL world and with the transfer portal and everything that has been thrown at these coaches. Lane Kiffin has greeted it head on. And that's not to say that he certainly doesn't have his complaints or his issues. And I always have respected him for being one of those coaches who will vocalize some of the things that need to change for the better in college football. But anytime he has been asked or his program has been asked to adapt, they do just that. And like you said, we're seeing some of the most successful seasons of football that we've ever seen here in Oxford. That adaptability is a big reason for why. And he just relates to the players so well. It's rare that you can get someone who has the type of tenure and resume of a guy like Lane Kiffin, who can also be best friends, but can still be the tough coach that these guys need him to be. And he somehow hits that formula absolutely perfectly. And you can see the way that the culture has molded around him here as a head coach.
You mentioned it a moment ago, Trinidad Chambliss, the quarterback at Ole Miss, has kind of jumped on the scene. Ole Miss entered the season, obviously, with Austin Simmons as the starting quarterback, was injured with the ankle, and then all of a sudden here comes Chambliss. I would love your thoughts, both regionally, through the SEC footprint and then nationally. What are the thoughts around the country regarding Trinidad Chambliss?
Yeah, I think the thoughts around some other programs are how the heck did they get a backup to come off the bench who looks this good, right? I mean, certainly from Ferris State, which in a way has been put on the map for a lot of people who hadn't heard of it. Now, Ferris is known for having sent guys to the NFL before. It's not like they've never done it, but they're certainly not an SEC program, right? They're a D2 school up north. So the fact that Ole Miss was able to find him in the portal, get him to come here. And funny enough, Brad, I actually caught up with Trinidad's coach at Ferris earlier this week as we get ready for this broadcast. So a little bit of early insight to what you're going to hear on the SEC Network on Saturday. But Coach Anise up at Ferris was telling me that Trinidad really didn't want to leave. He really loved Ferris State. He really loved his teammates and his coaches there, that it was going to have to be the perfect fit for him to even start to consider coming out of the transfer or even going into the transfer portal, not to mention coming out of it and going somewhere else. So that speaks a lot to what the program at Ole Miss looks like, to take a guy who was like, I don't know, I have it pretty good here, now to be dumped into the SEC. All right, starters hurt, in comes Trinidad and seemingly doesn't miss a beat. So I think the most impressive part, all of that said, is the fact that he has come in and commanded this offense and clearly commanded this team as quickly as he has. I'm told he has the best personality you could ever ask for, and he's a guy that's just grateful to be there. That all is kind of like a puzzle piece for me that makes sense when you watch him play, and it makes sense when you watch this team rally around him. So I think the idea outside of Oxford is, again, how the heck did they get this lucky with a guy like this? But I'm sure in here it's not luck. It was great scouting out of the portal.
Yeah, you'll probably see the country of Trinidad and Tobago in the crowd, the
Yeah.
flags, and there. I think there's some around town, and so the university's really embraced it. And Lane said on Monday in his press availability to the press corps, I think someone asked him about Trinidad and that sort of thing. And he said, you know, he's not from the island, right? You know, he's
Yeah.
from Michigan, and so it was kind of a
And
little funny moment there.
Lane told us today that he's not even sure he's ever been to an island
Yeah,
anywhere.
yeah.
So it's just kind of another fun wrinkle to the story.
I think if you look at this Ole Miss team, there are a couple games that jump out at you. LSU, Georgia on the road, Oklahoma on the road. After that, Chalk obviously didn't prevail, as you know, last year with Ole Miss losing to Kentucky and Florida, beating Georgia, and then losing to LSU. If chalk does prevail and Ole Miss finishes 10-2, 11-1, and they do make that college football playoff, what do you think about this team in the college football playoff, and what is the recipe for success for this team in the playoff?
Yeah, I mean, they look like a team that is built to make a run to the playoff. And you certainly mentioned what's ahead on the schedule. It's not easy, but you got past LSU, and obviously having that win on your schedule is massive. Next week, going to Athens and taking on Georgia has always been a challenge. You beat them here last year, though, so you have some guys who come back who say, okay, well, we've seen this Georgia team before. Now, can you do it between the hedges? Does it feel a little bit different now that Alabama's already gone down there once this season and done it? Georgia looks beatable. Obviously, they are beatable because we just saw it happen. In this grand scheme of the SEC in 2025, when you look at the big picture, like having a two-loss team is going to be pretty freaking good at the end of the year, especially when we get into the next 4 years with nine conference games. Being able to finish the season 10-2, like that's going to be a massive achievement. So that being said, I absolutely think Ole Miss can achieve that. Still TBD on, beyond the Georgias of the world. Like, what does the South Carolina team look like when they come here towards the end of the season? That remains to be seen, obviously. But if they get to the playoff, I think being able to lean on the depth that they have. I mean, we talk so much about Trinidad Chambliss and what he's able to do through the air and being, an extra runner out there. But Kiwon Lacy is sort of quietly having one of the better seasons of any running back in the country. And of course, in the SEC, with bringing Ole Miss's run game to a much better place than it was a season ago. So I think just leaning on the strengths that we knew coming into the season that they could or should have if they wanted to make a run will be massive. And this defense, yeah, maybe they're not putting up the numbers that they did a season ago, but that's not to say that they're not a very capable defense in creating chaos for opposing offenses. I don't think the story is in all of the numbers, if that makes sense for this Ole Miss defense.
Looking at the SEC as a whole, I know you stay very tied into to every school in the conference. Kind of SEC Media Day, the preseason, and now midway point of the year. What are your overall thoughts about the surprises along the way before the season, and now kind of a midway point of the season? What are some teams that kind of surprise you both positively and negatively?
Yeah, well, I mentioned Ole Miss has certainly been a pleasant surprise for me. I will say I did not know what to expect from this team. I'll say the same thing about Tennessee. I mean, getting Joey Aguilar in the form and fashion that they did, and for him to be able to pick up the offense in a similar way that we talk about a guy like Trinidad has been really cool to see. Tennessee is a team that is dealing with injuries even from the preseason. Jermaud McCoy has not yet been able to suit up on the defensive side of the football. So I look at the fact that Tennessee was a missed field goal away from beating Georgia and they're not at full strength. And I go, okay, that's definitely a team that has overachieved based off of what I thought they might look like at the beginning of the season. So that's definitely one. And then pleasantly, I was very high at SEC Media Days about Texas A&M. I really liked what they looked like coming back offensively. The addition of KC Concepcion we knew was going to be huge, and that has proved to be true. Mike Elko in year two, you can always trust a Mike Elko defense with one of the best linebackers, if not the best linebacker in the country, in Taurean York. I really thought that this was the year for A&M to put it all together. Now, I understand we're only halfway through the season, but at this point, they have looked really good and they've looked better and better as the weeks go on. So Ole Miss, Tennessee, and A&M are three teams that I've definitely thought a lot about over the last couple weeks.
One thing I think I speak for a lot of viewers from back in 2014 with the SEC Network was formed by the ESPN company. It really feels like then, all the way fast forward to now, that you guys sitting around a table talking football, baseball, basketball, and it feels like the viewer comes across to me is we're sitting there at the table with you. Is that something that may be discussed internally? You want to bring the viewer in, because no disrespect to ESPN College Game Day or in the NBA or the NFL to a certain extent, you don't get that closeness, that family feel. It kind of feels that way on the network. Is that anything that could be
Yeah.
discussed internally?
I'm so glad you say that because that is really rewarding for me to hear, and I'm sure that my counterparts would feel the same way. I can't say that that's ever been something where we're sitting around in a show meeting and someone has said to us explicitly, like, make sure it is like a, hey, we're all sitting around, having a beer, talking football. That's never necessarily been said as far as a goal to hit for the show. I think in a way, it sort of just comes natural with working in the SEC. And we talk about this all the time. Like, I'm a South Carolina alum. Obviously, I love my school and I want them to win. But when I got to the SEC and started going around the entire conference, I feel like I have 16 schools now and I want all 16 schools to win because you really do pull for each other. It's a brotherhood and a sisterhood. I will say, though, even though it hasn't been said to me necessarily explicitly about that being the goal, when I went on my audition for this job, and they run you through a bunch of mock shows and you're doing highlights and you're working with the analysts, a couple weeks go by, they end up calling me and offering me the job. And in one of the follow-up meetings that I had, I knew there were a few other people who had auditioned as well. And I said, hey, I'm just curious, like, what? Why did you pick me? Like, what was the difference? Because I had heard by then some of the other people and they were super talented. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, why did I get picked for this job? And something that one of the talent agents at ESPN said was, you just seemed like someone we'd want to sit at the bar with and have a beer and talk about football. And that sort of is my North Star with my job in general, is we're all SEC fans. I'm a fan, which is why I do this job. I'm in love with the game of college football and sports in general. So that's always my goal, which makes me happy that that's how it comes across, certainly when you watch us.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss will go over or under 2.5 combined touchdowns this week? I did too. It's why I made my picks on Underdog, the place to win money all season long. Ole Miss greats DK Metcalf and AJ Brown have been winning picks all season long in the NFL. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, and you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code, CHAMPIONS, to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
A couple of names I want to throw it at you. Jess Sims, Aaron Andrews, Laura Rutledge, Doris Burke, who you'll be working with on the
Yeah.
NBA package, Andrea Carter, just a couple of names that have thrown out there that you, along with them, have kind of paved the way for a lot of the younger generation, specifically females in a market that was dominated by males not long ago. How rewarding is it to you to not only to be able to climb the corporate ladder, but to be kind of an advisory board to younger people? I know you do a lot with younger people, people getting into the business. I just wondered, with so many people that kind of paved the way for you, anybody specific, and how rewarding is it for to have young females come up to you and say, thank you for what you do?
Yeah, honestly, there is no higher compliment than when someone comes up to me and says, my daughter watches you and she decided she wanted to get into sports. Or if a little girl or a middle school aged young woman or even a college student comes up to me and says, I watch you and this is what I want to do. That to me feels like my purpose in life. We talk about sports, and at the end of the day, there's things that are much bigger than sports. But to me, that's my why, for the front-facing, at least, part of my career. I love it. I love to just be a small part in giving back to the next generation, certainly, especially to your point, with so many who helped me along the way. I mean, when I got to the SEC Network, Laura Rutledge could have not answered any of my texts or any of my emails and just said, sink or swim, but she did the total opposite. And it was, hey, text me anytime you need anything. I texted her once from the sidelines of a football game with a question about something to do in game in my very first season. I think she texted me back within 3 minutes. That just doesn't necessarily happen all the time in any competitive industry. So I'm always trying to do my best to pay it forward and to set a good example because there were so many before me who did that. And if I have any say in inspiring anybody or helping anyone kind of chase a dream, then job well done for me. I'll be able to sleep at the end of the day.
We're coming up on Halloween. You kind of know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
You are seen throughout the throughout history on all of YouTube and what have you. The question that you asked Mike Leach, and which coach who we all love and we all miss, gave a very detailed answer. I'd love to know the backstory on that. Was that a producer question? Was that something you just had off the cuff? Because that was fantastic.
Yeah, so it was Mississippi State at Vanderbilt, and it was before, the Vanderbilt of today. So it was a bit of a blowout. It was Halloween weekend, and if anyone had ever had a pre-game conversation meeting with Mike Leach, you knew that it was like 85% nonsense and 15% football. So that week, the nonsense was Halloween candy. And we knew that he had gone off about candy corn before, and that was something that he had huge disdain for. So somehow we get into it again on our pregame call. So fast forward to the end of the game, I'm doing the interview, and I'm on my second or third question about the game. And we had joked leading up to it, like maybe we'll ask him about candy, in the postgame interview. But I'm like, no way, it's a postgame interview. Nobody does that. That's not a thing that you do for a coach. And so we get to the second question, and he's answering it. And again, like Mike always wanted to talk about anything other than football sometimes, especially after a football game. So my producer did get in my ear and say, hey, Taylor said you should ask the candy corn question, Taylor being my play-by-play. So I have to give them credit for giving me the push because we had talked about it, but I don't know that I would have actually taken the plunge and asked the question had I not had the support from the control room and the booth. So that's when I launched into, all right, game's over. It was a blowout. You hate candy corn, so what do you like? And of course, the rest is history because Coach Leach is one of just the best interviews of all time, especially if you talked about something he was interested in. So we saw that on display that night.
Thank you again, Alyssa, for joining us. One final question before we go
Yeah.
today. I know you grew growing up in North Carolina. You went to parents of Virginia Tech graduates, so you went back to games. And I'd love to you to kind of reflect a little bit, maybe going back to that moment, maybe walking into stadiums. As you sit now, and now you've got a brand new role with ESPN, jumping on the NBA coverage, what you've been able to do with the SEC Network, not to mention your hits on SportsCenter, hosting all these different events. What would you tell that little girl walking into the stadium? And can you believe where you're at? Maybe who are some people along the way that kind of paved the way for success for you back in your younger days?
Yeah, it's such a great question, and I think that if I went back and told that little girl, she'd probably never ever believe you that this was anything that was ever going to be in her future. But I would say the one piece of advice I think I would give myself is just to remember to stay true to yourself and to find your specific voice as fast as you can. I spent a lot of my early career, I think, trying to emulate people and trying to act like other people who had the jobs that I wanted to have. And that's just not the recipe for success in any walk of life. So by the time I figured that out, things just kind of naturally started going better for me. So that would be something I wish I could tell my early self. As far as people who helped me pave the way, I mean, certainly my family is a huge part of that. Everyone I worked with in the 8 years I did local news before getting to ESPN, my very first sports director, his name was Reggie Anderson at WLTX in Columbia. I got my first sports casting job while I was still a senior in college. Still had 2 semesters left, and he could have said, what are we doing hiring this kid who can only come in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and work weekends? And he could have just absolutely said no. But instead, he supported this college student who had no business being in that weekend sports anchor chair and helped me through some of the tough early years of being critiqued for the first time by the general public on television and exploring, you know, covering different teams and the pressures of being a member of the media and trying to get it right. And he really could have made life hard on me if he wanted to, but he did the complete opposite. And I truly think if I had not had that type of introduction of support into the business, especially by an older male figure, I don't know if I would be here to this point, honestly. He's been a sounding board to this day. So I would say Reggie Anderson, who's still at that station in Columbia, is one of my biggest people that I have to thank.
She's Alyssa Lang. Does wonderful work, the SEC Network, along with ESPN, and of course, Sirius XM College, a host, sideline reporter, as she'll be on the sideline on Saturday for Ole Miss and Washington State, and the brand new sideline reporter, the ESPN NBA package, alongside Mark Jones and Doris Burke. And that's another name that has kind of paved the way for women in the industry, is Doris Burke.
Yeah.
So congratulations getting to work with her.
Thank you. I cannot wait to meet her. I've never met her before. I've never talked to her before, but I have watched her obviously forever. And she is truly, we throw the word goat around a lot, but she is truly a goat in sports media. So I'm very excited. I'm almost very nervous to share airwaves with her, but I'm more excited than nervous.
Be sure and follow her on Twitter/X at Alyssa Lang. Alyssa, thanks very much for joining us. It's been a treat. It's been a pleasure. And thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brad.
College went by fast. College football goes by faster. The regular season is only 14 weeks, just 3 days a week. That's it. So cherish every over and under before it's over on FanDuel. With live betting from the first down to the final whistle. Because before you know it, parking lots will just be for parking again.
All customers get a no-sweat bet on any college football game this week. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Realtor Debbie Alderson Johnson. If you're looking for a spot in the Oxford area or, quite frankly, anywhere in Mississippi, that is your go-to. Remember, real estate industry since 2003, looking for that special ag property, maybe a recreational property, maybe a commercial real estate property, or a new home. Debbie does a great job and can be your real estate agent today. Just contact her directly at 662-234-5555. Of course, that's a member of the Kessinger Real Estate family at KessingerRealEstate.com. And Debbie has been with them for quite a few years. If you need to get her directly, just dial her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Remember, your go-to for real estate, whether it be commercial, farm, or maybe you need that home. Maybe you need that second home in Oxford. You're looking maybe to relocate Oxford. Part of the real estate family, the Kessinger Real Estate family. Debbie Johnson, your realtor. 662-234-5555. Or call her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Debbie Johnson, a proud sponsor here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. Custom t-shirts, quarter zip polos, collegiate brands, twhites.com is your go-to for all custom apparel and collegiate apparel, including Ole Miss. For custom apparel, just log on to www.twhites.com. Give them a call, 601-667-5533, or shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. For the custom side, just go to twhites.com and enter all of your information. Are you looking for screen printing on a tee or a hoodie? Maybe embroidery on a hat, polo, or jacket? How about a promotional item? Cup, koozies, pins, mugs, a leather patch hat? Just let us know the date and we'll be in touch with you as soon as possible. Fast shipping is available. But if you live in central Mississippi, you don't want to ship it, no problem. We'll have a local pickup for you available in Flora, Mississippi. T-White's offers high-quality custom t-shirts, apparel, and promotional products. They take the frustration out of the ordering process and offer every customer an expert to guide them through the process. With millions of products to choose from, the process is way too time-consuming and stressful to click around on a website for hours. At T-White's, you speak to real people real fast. Your expert is a call or email away and will make personalized recommendations based on your need. From companies big to small, they work with them all and offer all full-service screen printing and embroidery services. They provide their customers online pre-sale hosting, warehousing, and fulfillment services. You can always give them a call at 601-667-5533. Shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. T. White's, proud sponsor of the Logan Media Network. The Grove Collective and Dead Soxy, two words that have gone together since the beginning. Dead Soxy wants you to remember, make every step count. Go to deadsoxy.com and look at the latest styles that are available. Upgrade your game day with socks that financially support the Rebels and the Grove Collective. Every step you take shapes the future of Ole Miss athletics, and upgrade your socks today and elevate Ole Miss. Just go to deadsoxy.com and there you'll see all of the selection of socks that you can get. And a really cool feature is, don't have time to go to the website and order? Just go ahead and sign up today. The NIL Socks Subscription Program with Dead Soxy. They'll ship right to your door. But you go onto the website and you can see all types of socks. You've got the team colorways. That's, of course, your long dress socks. Or the more casual option, like the beer showers. All aboard the Lane Train. Drip and the Sip. All names that you are very familiar with. And if you log on today, use that promo code Logan, L-O-G-A-N, and get 20% off today. And if you become a VIP, you get a free pair with an instant coupon today. Just go to the website, deadsoxy.com. Any pair you want, you pick. Our VIP insiders enjoy some serious perks and benefits at deadsoxy.com. Probably my favorite deal going on right now, just for members, a weekly supply, the 7-pack Oxford Edition Team Colorways, is on sale now, and it is a great price. deadsoxy.com. A proud supporter here on the Logan Media Network. And remember, every home game, we have the pregame video at the Dead Soxy pop-up tent. We'd love for you to come by and say hello at the northwest corner of Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Jason is always there, and it's always great to see friends every single game at the Dead Soxy pop-up tent. By the way, last time, 2-for-1. I think Jason may have something up his sleeve this week as well. It's deadsoxy.com, a proud supporter here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast and the Logan Media Network.
Are you ready for delicious blueberry donuts? What about savory crispy chicken and wonderful tasty sides? Well, get ready because Connie's Chicken is coming to Oxford. See you soon for some good eats and good times.
Hi there. Did you know that Connie's Chicken offers catering? Whether it's a large event, a small event, tailgate, or business party, Connie's is perfect for just about every occasion. Connie's Chicken Catering. Order today.
Give Connie's a call today for that perfect tailgate order, 662-934-7252, or you can email them, catering@connieschicken.com. Be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Looking for a quick order? Just go to connieschicken.com, order online today, or you can give them a call, 662-380-5106 at connieschicken.com. The combos, they've got them for you. The fried chicken sandwich combo, chicken tender combo, two-piece bone-in chicken combo, four-piece bone-in chicken combo. How about this? The little cluckers for the kids. Everybody's covered at Connie's Chicken. And for dessert, don't forget the blueberry donut. I promise you'll thank me later. Tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Connie's Chicken, West Jackson Avenue in Oxford. Arriva is your local high-speed internet and voice provider. With 9 locations in 2 states, Arriva is building the ultimate network to power high-quality, secure, affordable, fast connections. Whether it be your telephone or gig internet connection, Arriva provides what you need to connect, just like they have for over a century. Arriva is driven by a mission to connect lives and strengthen communities through world-class broadband service. Their roots trace back to humble beginnings in small-town Mississippi, where the business was born with an unwavering commitment to service and connection. Today, as a family-run business spanning multiple states, they honor that legacy while embracing innovation and growth. Arriva believes in the power of connection. They're dedicated to delivering exceptional service, supporting the communities they serve, and empowering brighter futures. Sign up today and save $5. It's easy. Go paperless and get a one-time bill credit of $5. Want to save even more? Sign up for AutoPay and receive a one-time bill credit of $5. For more information, give the Bruce office a call today, 662-983-4343, or go online to goarriva.com. Arriva.
You've been listening to the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with your host, Brad Logan. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. Be sure and check us out on Twitter at Brad Logan, COTE, and at Believe Podcasts, as well as Facebook, Brad Logan Media. From the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss all the time. This has been the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network.